Praise the Lord. One of the primary ways that you see God, that's what I want to talk about. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. One of the primary ways we obtain is that we should see Him. And interestingly, a good number of us are not even conscious of it. Ephesians 2, read from verse 4 to 8.
But God's mercy is so abundant, and His love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, He brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ Jesus, He raised us up with Him to rule with Him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of His grace in the love He showed us in Christ Jesus. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Collins. Right, look at verse 7. Can you read verse 7 from your Bible? If you have a translation that is different from what he read, just verse 7.
So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of incredible wealth of His grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Please, can you just read your translation? Let me hear it. Read it out now. Everybody, read your translation.
Come.
He said, God will show what? What is He going to show? The riches of His grace. How is He going to show it? He said He will show the exceeding riches of His grace. Some other translations talks about the full worth of His grace. In His kindness to us. I want to ask something, loving kindness. You see, this dates back to the beginning. You see, God expects that through the things He does for us, through the things He does in our lives, we see Him. Praise the Lord. He said, in His kindness, you know, that God is going to saturate you. You know, it's not like just the things you read about God. He said, through His kindness to us, that we are going to see the riches of His grace. We are going to see the wealth of His glory through the kind acts, through His kind actions, through His kindness to us, we are going to see it. Praise the Lord. So that's why the first man, before he was even born, you know, God had done so much. He had created the world, created the universe. Then the man was now born. So the natural creation was created before Adam was born. So in bringing the man forth, then God had done so many things. So through those things, you understand the kindness and the love of God. Praise the Lord. In addition to revelation, in addition to understanding His pattern along certain lines, then now go to Isaiah 54. I'm telling you, see, in working with God, there are things you should expect. There are things you should expect to see. Yes, there are things you expect to see, because these are the ordained pattern, you know, that God wants to come to you in His kindness to you. Praise the Lord. In His kindness to you, you see Him. Apart from reading about Him, apart from maybe this understanding, apart from just His speaking to you, You know, God is both spiritual and He's also practical, you know. That's why man is a twofold being, you know. Twofold in the sense that he has a natural body, he has a spiritual body. Praise the Lord. He also has a natural body. So when God also moves in the natural, and it's in His moving in the natural, you now begin to comprehend Him. That's why the Bible talks about the things that are created. Romans 1, right? He said His eternal power and His Godhead is even also revealed from creation. It's also revealed from nature. So the thing that God literally and practically does is also a very big window for us to see Him. Look at Isaiah 54. Look at all the promises He gave. So why am I telling us some of these things? It's not only things we should expect. Things we should believe God for and expect. Look at Isaiah 54 verse 5. What does verse 5 say? Let's all read together. He said, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Okay, now go to verse 7. We'll be reading them together. Let's go. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. Now, look at what does verse 7 say? I just want us to note one word. With what? With what? With what? He said, with great mercies, right? Okay, will I what? Will I gather you? That word gather there, will I bring you back? Will I redeem you? You know? Talk about the content of redemption. He said, but I'm going to do it with great mercies. Now go to verse, put that one corner. He said, with great mercy. So, you know, in working with God, there are some things you should expect. This form the basis and the platform of our relationship. He said, with X. That word great, there's no other word that could qualify it amongst men. So we can use that word, but it still falls short of the mercy that we have in God. That's why they say his mercies endure forever. He said, with great mercies, I'll bring you back. I'll bring you to myself. Then go to verse 8. He said, with a little anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. Okay, so we're back to that word. Please, can you read it? What is in your Bible there? So, let me now ask you now, what is kindness? God is saying that I'm going to be good to you. He said, look at the word everlasting kindness. What is everlasting? That means an unbroken chain. Yes. He said, with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy. God says he's going to have mercy on you. He's going to show you mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Mercy, mercy. Mercy is not an abstract entity. It's not something abstract. He said, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to do things in your life. So look at it. Just put your life on a scale. You know? Just put it forward. God is saying, I'm going to saturate your life with kindness. With kindness. I'll show you kindness from heaven, and I'll show you kindness from earth. Then I'll bestir the earth to show you kindness. Even I'll bestir men, you know, to show you kindness. It's a good measure. Press down. Shaking together. It's a man will give unto your bosom. Praise the Lord. You know, we're driving somewhere. We're just moving gradually. Can you see it? Can you see where we're coming from? Can you see what the New Testament says? He said, God will show the world the full power. He said, he's going to show the full power of his grace. The Bible says, grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. The New Testament is founded on grace. He said, grace and peace be multiplied. He said, I am going to show you the full power of my grace in my kindness to you. I'm going to be kind to you. He said, I'm going to be good to you. That's why he said, Israel, Christian, God is good and his mercy endures forever. God is good, you know. So, I went back to Adam. God, all the things that God created, he doesn't need them. God was saying, even before Adam came, God was already thinking about him. God had already moved ahead of him. He had created the vegetation, the sun, the plant, and had planted the garden and all of those things before he brought forth the man. You know, you see goodness and kindness. Then the man now came. All of these things for me. Praise the Lord. This is God's nature and this is God's pattern. And the same thing goes for our lives. Praise the Lord. The same thing goes for your life. Now, 90% of the problem we have is inability to see this thing. I'm telling you, inability to see them and the inability to see God. 90% of all of the problems that we have. He said, right? And I said, okay, by his kindness to us, look at it. And I want you to understand this word. It's not an abstract or kindness. Kindness talks about action. It's an active word. He said, that brother is so kind. Praise the Lord. You are not talking about the thought of his heart. You are talking about he has taken the thought of his heart and he has demonstrated. He's talking about demonstration. He's talking about practical, it's an application of what is inside, you know. Yes, you know, of law, it's an application of love or goodness. So he said, look at this word. This is the word I want you to note, kindness, you know. Then you see so many say that his loving kindness endures forever. His loving kindness. What you are simply saying that kindness, actions that are born out of love, that is what you call loving kindness. But it's things that he does. It's literal and practical things that he does. When he says 1,000 will fall by your side, 10,000 by your right side, nothing will harm you. All of those things that God does, the multitude of everything that he does in your life is called kindness. He said, with great mercies, right? That's verse 7, Isaiah 54, verse 7. He said, with great mercies I will gather you, I will redeem you. You know, I'll put your life, I'll give you your portion in life. That word gather. So I will give you your portion in life, both in time and eternity, both in the natural, in the physical world, and in the eternal world. He said, with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you. So can you see? So God is going to show you mercy. His mercy endures forever. He's going to come platform of certain things that God is going to be doing in your life. Amen. So you've seen that. So let's continue Isaiah 54. This is a covenant. Now God is stretching for the covenant we're going to be enjoying in the New Testament. Even Israel enjoyed it. But the full weight of it came in the New Testament. Now, look at that golden word in Isaiah 54 verse 10. What does it say? It's so beautiful. Can you read it? Please, can you read it loud in your Bible? Say, the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. My kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercies on you. Goodness, you know, that's why they call it grace, unmerited favor. It did not attach it to your obedience. It did not attach it to you. God attached it to himself. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, I want to push it to the extreme so that they can see. Now, there are even some people that rebel, even though some that disobeyed God, they still went back to God and see God still blessed them. Praise the Lord. Of course, there are some kind of blessing you may not get in disobedience, but even there are even some things that God will still do because he had attached this kindness to himself. He said, the mountains will depart and the hills can be removed. He said, but my kindness will not depart from you, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed. He said, says the Lord that had mercy on you. Can you see mercy? So mercy has content. Praise the Lord. Mercy has content. You can open the content of mercy. So verse 6 says, with great mercy. Verse 7 says, with everlasting kindness. Then verse 10 says, even if this thing happens, he said, one thing will never leave. My kindness will never leave you. It will not. So some of us, sometimes you have not prayed. So something happened, you say, because I did not pray. Abi, I did not pray, you know, like that. So I used to fast those days, like in fact, most of last year I was fasting, but this day I have not really been fasting. That's why they hit my car. Somebody just hit your car now. You just remember that you quickly attach it to yourself. Any small thing, quickly attach it to yourself. What you do, you know, there are some things that are guaranteed by covenant and by mercy. Praise the Lord. So there are some things that you may not get depending on your work with God, but there are some generic things, you know, that you should not allow the devil to be using to play football with you. This one, your safety is guaranteed, you know, your safety is guaranteed, your life is secure, your health and all of, there are certain things that come with the covenant that we receive in Christ. Praise the Lord. So God did not attach those things to you. God attached it to himself. These are the things I'm going to do in you. And so this is where faith springs from. This is what gives strength to faith. You know, this is what boosts our faith, you know, to move in God, you know, to believe God, you know, to rise up and not allow. He said, that's why if you even go further to read in 1 John, that even if our heart condemns us, he said, God is greater than our heart and he knows all things. Praise the Lord. Everything that Jesus died for, you are qualified to have it. You are 100% qualified to have it. Some of you disqualify yourself. You look at yourself, you just write off yourself, all of those things. So it's ignorance. And Satan has so much specialized in that one and using it to suppress believers. Look at the prodigal son that wasted his father's substance. The day he got into this understanding that my father is good. His kindness, he said, look at the word, it's everlasting, it's unbroken. You know when he says something is everlasting? It does not have terminal point. That the kindness of God to you does not have terminal point. Even when after Adam sinned, you know what they did in the garden? It was so horrible. That was all to bring the Son of God to die on the cross. You can trace the death of the cross to that thing that Adam and Eve ate in the garden. Even when they still did it and carried leaf to cover themselves, God removed that leaf and carried the skin and still covered them. He said, my kindness will not depart. Even in disobedience, there's a measure of kindness that you see. That measure of kindness that will see, that will now bring you back to obedience. Praise the Lord. Did you get what I'm saying? I'm not, amen. You must understand what I'm saying. He said that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Is that not what Romans tells us? He said, don't you know that the goodness of God, God's goodness and kindness, it brings you back to repent. So many times, even after you have erred, you have fallen into weakness, you have fallen into one kind of disobedience, everything, then the Satan will now try to build a castle on that. You know, he said, it's God's kindness and goodness that will bring you back to the place of repentance. Look at Romans, Romans chapter 2. So I want this thing to be immortalized in our DNA. That God is good. His kindness, he said, he's not broken. There's no broken link, chain. Romans 2, verse, from verse 3. And do you think this, oh man, you who judge those who those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Can you see why this chain is not breaking? God is always looking for repentance in man. He always wants man to repent. And even when man has repented, he wants him to keep him in a perpetual state of repentance. That's what the psalmist says, a broken and a contrite heart God you will not despise. That's a perpetual state of repentance. He always wants to keep man there, but there's one road to go there. What is the road there? You read it in your Bible. There's one road there. There are multiple scriptures we read. I'll not open them. That there's one road to get there. What is Romans saying? That the goodness and the kindness of God leads you what? That's the road to repentance. Imagine the prodigal son, he was rushing to his father. As he was coming, the father just banged the door on his face. Amen. Maybe the next time the father is going to see the boy, he's going to see him in hell because he will have gone and committed suicide. Amen. Everybody has left me. Even my father too has forsaken me. That's why anytime you come to God, he receives you. This is what we're talking about, kindness. Anytime, any moment, any hour you come to God, he receives you. There is not a moment you come that he turns you back. There's this song, no, not one. No, not one. There's one particular stanza. No one ever sinner finds that he will not take him. Who can ever sing it? I want to see that particular stanza. Who knows that song? No, not one. No sinner finds that he will not take him. That there has never been one and there will never be one. Who can sing that hymn? Where are all our choristers? No, not one. No, not one. No sin that he will not take him.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one.
Praise the Lord. This is what this song you are, what you are just sang now, you are singing this thing I'm talking about. It's kindness. I've not gone to the forgiveness of sin. You know, we just started from somewhere, we're heading somewhere. Even what we call redemption, that is redemption and the forgiveness of sin. That's God's kindness. You just born good yesterday, and you know that you have forgiveness. They say the same second as you are born, you know that you have forgiveness. What is the name of that? Is that not kindness? Is that not everlasting kindness? Is there ever a time that God will not forgive? Is there a time that God will not forgive? Eh? Is there a time, child of God, that God will not forgive? Praise the Lord. So this is what you read, that God will show the full power of his grace in his kindness. Part of that kindness is forgiveness. Part of it are the things that God... Forgiveness is not just come. In God forgiving you, there were things that God did. What were the things that he did? God sending his son to be the son of God, becoming a man. In becoming a man, he's spending 33 years on earth. In spending 33 years on earth, going to the cross, then dying the death on the cross. Praise the Lord. For God to forgive you, there were things he did. It's not just that, okay, God just stood up one day in heaven and said, I forgive you. For that forgiveness to come, God demonstrated, God did something. That's why I say that in the things that God does, that's where we see him. So that's why you can look at, when you are looking at Jesus, you are looking at what God has done. Jesus is an embodiment of what God has done, not just 33 years, beyond 33 years. Because God started raising prophets to prepare the way. John the Baptist came, people like Isaiah came, they prophesied him. So in looking at the Son of God, God forgiving your sin, I think that God did it. It took God over 1,000 years, you know. It was over 1,000 year walk you know, yes, of action of God doing things over a thousand years to arrive at the place that God can give you eternal and immortal forgiveness. It's part of what we're talking about, kindness. Now, you see, God is so kind. God is so kind. You know, understanding the full weight of God's kindness. Praise the Lord. So that one demonstrated on the cross. It's not just that day that he went to the cross. Not just that 33 years he spent. 33 years, he also had the 9 years in Mary's womb. He also had the day that the prophet had been prophesying his coming. He also had the day that he told the side that he was speaking to the Adam and the serpent and all of them that that the seed of the woman, he will bruise your what? You will strike his heel and he will bruise your head. Amen. The Son of God was already on the way. Even as at that time. Stretching thousands of years of God's doing action, kindness, doing things in your life. Praise the Lord. I say 90% of the problem that I have, I want to move it forward. 99% of the problem we have is our inability to see these things. I'm telling you. I say 99%. Praise the Lord. Please, can we worship him?
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.
Praise the Lord. I can sit down. Remember David. All of the things that happened to David, David went back to God in Psalm 51. After all the Uriah, after the Bathsheba, after the judgment pronounced, he came back and stood before God. Did he find loving kindness? Did he find loving kindness? He came back and stood before God and he found loving kindness. He said, your father makes his rain and his sun to shine on the good and on the wicked. He said, even wicked men are receiving from him. Then how do we now think that God has forsaken or that God is not there? How? Praise the Lord. See, saints of the Most High, gloomy, darkened, because what? Inability to see these things as they are. Now, it's so simple. If I ask you, in the last 48 hours, can you reflect on your life and see God's loving kindness? So many people, they will not see anything. God just every day, it's just a life as usual. Amen. Can you quantify what God does in your life in 24 hours? Just in 24 hours. In 24 hours. What God does, you know. So, you know, from what we have read, what we have seen so far, part of the eternal covenant we have in God, that is going to saturate your life with loving kindness. So if I look forward, my name is David. So if I look forward in my life, there are things I expect. There are things that will line my path in life. How did the psalmist put it? He said, lines are falling to me, what? In pleasant places. There are things I expect, you know. Without even talking, that is faith. You are already anchored on what God has done, what God has said, and everything. It's littered everywhere, all the pages of the Bible. The scriptures. The things you expect, loving kindness. Praise the Lord. When you hear people say that, you know, don't follow them to say it. Life is not fair to everybody. It's not that life is not, it's not only that life is fair to you. Amen. Life is tilted, you know. Life is over tilted in your favor because of the eternal covenant you have in Christ. Life is, for you, life is one-sided. Life is one-sided. You must see it from there. You must see it from there and approach life on a daily basis from there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at, I was telling us to open to Romans. Romans 11. For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, please, this is what I want to know something, because I'll read a couple of scriptures. What is this? Please, can you pronounce it? What is this? He said, of him, that talk about the source. Then through him, that is the method, the pattern by which it comes. It is by him. He said, of him, then by him, and then for him are all things, right? Go to 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6. Now, you see, all things that you see in your life has one source. Now, you see, I want you to don't just read it, things like that, and just begin to think about north, south, east, and west. He said, all things in your life has one source. Where does it come from? Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to break it down to your life. Say, of him. He said, of him are all things. All things in your life are coming from one source. That is what? Where is the source? Then, by him, right? It is through him. So every talking you see in your life is coming from God. That's a generic and a basic understanding, right? Now go to 1 Corinthians 6, 8 verse 6. Yet for us there is only one God, the Father. He said, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live, right? So that is all things, of whom are all things. All things have their genesis from God. Part of the things that has happened in these times is that we see things and then we have experiences and then the sources, we are just our understanding is just cut off from the source. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you see that you get stranded, somebody come to help you. Somebody, just one man comes and help you. You understand? You are not able to trace what you are seeing, the mercy and the kind. No, I talk about kindness. I said that God is going to stay the heaven. God is going to be kind to you from heaven. I'm going to be kind to you from earth. Somebody just come and assisted you. You were just stranded. All of a sudden, just somebody came and don't help you. You are not able to trace the source to God. Sometimes we just know that, in fact, it was just a man that came and assisted me. And all of, yes, a man came. But you cannot see the direct hand of God coming. Praise the Lord. No, it starts from talkings like that. You won't be able to see the direct hand of God coming. You see a lot of things that come. That's why I want to say all things that you see in your life has one source. It is coming from the direct hand of God. And the methodology by which it comes, that the process by which it comes by saying all things are is from Him, then the process is Him. Praise the Lord. And then the glory must go back to Him. 2 Corinthians 5, I'll read 17 and 18. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. He said, behold, all things have become new. He said, now, verse 18, that's what I'm coming to. Please, can we read it together? Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I'm going back to all things. Are there things in your life? He said, all things that you see that happens, all the goodness, all the favor, all the divine protection, everything you see, he said, all things have the, all things are of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, all things are of what? Are of Him. So if you just sleep and you just wake up, I think it's natural to wake up, right? And it's also a right. Right? You just slept and you are springing to life. Praise the Lord. Because it's your right. And if you did not wake up, you are going to sue Him, right? You are going to sue Him. I mean, you are going to take Him up. If you did not wake up. That you just slept and you spring to life, that one is nothing in your eyes. You know, it starts from there. It starts from seeing God in the things that are basic and the things that you think that they are natural, that they are common. Praise the Lord. He said, all things are of Him. Your life up until this time, a lot of us are in health. You know, you take so many things for granted. And that's why you want to see God, you cannot see Him. Because even in the things that are plain, you cannot see Him. You cannot see God in the natural. How can you see Him in the spirit? Praise the Lord. You cannot see God in nature. If you cannot see Him in nature, if you cannot even see Him in the natural things around you, because even the natural body of man, God gave it. It came from God. The Bible says, out of the dust of the ground, God formed the natural body of man. So He said, all things are of God. Even that body is from God. And then God sustained that body on a daily basis. So you see, you cannot see God in so many things around you. So you cannot, that's why you cannot project into seeing Him in the big things that needs to come around your life. It begins from there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's inability to see Him that stops us, you know, in this one that we think they are so little, they are so small. They are so small. If you sleep and you don't wake up, what do you think is going to happen? All your big plans, right? What is going to happen to them? Huh? I'm sure you are planning to go back to school. Eh? If you sleep today and you did not wake up, what will happen to that school that you want to go? Eh? You go to school in heaven. You know? No, what I'm simply saying, you know, I'm trying to use this basic thing to illustrate something. You should be able to see God in everything that happens around you. And then this is the Christian work. When we talk about God's kingdom, now, permission to. Now, okay, let me not go to read that place. Daniel 2:44. They said that the God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom. We have what we call the kingdom of God. Daniel 2:44 is there. A time is going to come that the God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It's an everlasting kingdom. You go back to the New Testament and say, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, you know, the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, he was announcing the coming of a kingdom, that another kingdom is going to invade the earth and it's going to take over the earth. That the kingdom of God was coming to earth. It was coming to earth. So Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. He said, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom is coming. Jesus himself is the king. There is no kingdom without a king. So long as the king is not on earth, the kingdom is not on earth. Are you hearing me? People can partake us of the blessing of that kingdom. They can draw from that kingdom in heaven. But the truth is that the kingdom was not on earth. Because the king was not around. So when Jesus came, when the king came, the kingdom comes. So there is no kingdom without a king. So when you have about the kingdom of God, he's talking about the presence of one person. Who? The king. Now, the kingdom of God, now all of us are part of that kingdom. The king. Now, in this kingdom, this is what happened now. We have the kingdom of, don't forget, we have the kingdom of men. Now, so if you look at Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, that the Most High reigns in the affairs of men, and he gives it to whomsoever he pleases. So you have the affairs of men and you have the kingdom of God. That's why I have Nigeria as a country. Those are the affairs of men. America, all this, China, all these things happening, these are the affairs of men. Then you now have God's kingdom on earth. Now, what is the difference between the two kingdoms? What's the difference? Now, in the affairs of men or in the kingdom of men now, how many of you have seen your president? How many of you have spoken to your president? Nobody. Nobody here has spoken to your president. And it's your president. How do you speak to somebody? Victor, you have not spoken to your president. And it's your president for 2 years. That's serious. Okay, why if the president is too high? You know, you now have delegated authorities, right? How many of us have spoken to your governor? At least that one is in your state, it's close by. Okay, only one person has spoken to the governor. Who else? Emeka, have you been in this land for how many years? Okay, at least since Emeka came here, he came here when Agagu was the governor of Ondo State, right? After Agagu, you've had Mimiko. After Mimiko, you have Rotimi, Akeredolu. At least you have seen three governors. Which of them were you talking to one-on-one? None of them. And they were ruling over you. They were governing over you. They were making decrees over you. Praise the Lord. No, I want to show you the difference between these two kingdoms. You know, the affairs of men, you know, you rule through delegated. Then from your governor, you now have your counselors. You know, you have a counselor that covers this, your area. And you don't know your counselor? No, that one is an exception. You should know your counselor. So if you have issues in your locality, in your environment, if you have issues in your environment, your locality, who do you take it to? No, this is serious. This is a serious matter. If your road is not tight, if you are all this rainy season, you want to grade your road, who do you go to? Emeka? You go to God. This is a serious matter. Praise the Lord. Now look at the difference between these two kingdoms. In the affairs of men, then the kingdom of, these are two kingdoms on earth. Don't confuse the two. There are two kingdoms on earth. The affairs of men, and then there's the kingdom of God. So in this one now, but in this, the kingdom of God does not run on intermediary. This one is a direct, this one you have a direct access to the king. Every individual subject. So if the population of Nigeria is 34 million people, and they're under the affairs of men, the one person cannot rule, you have the governor, you have all of them ruling and passing and governing over you. But in the God's kingdom, the 34 million people interact and relate directly with the king. Praise the Lord. So if you are a country of 180 million, and then this is how the kingdom runs, the 180 million, there's no intermediary. You have a direct access to the king. He rules you directly. It's just like the president, your president now ruling you directly. Can you see how wide and can you see the gap? So many times you are a believer, I'm a child of God, I'm born again, but this consciousness, you know, this consciousness is not awakening in our spirit. That every day as you walk with God is a direct walk. God governs, you know, God governs and leads you directly. That is, as men that are led by God's spirit. Who is the spirit of God? He said God, the Holy Spirit, right? Then he governs and he leads you directly. Praise the Lord. So that's this kingdom, the king. He governs you directly. That's one aspect of the truth, of the revelation. Then now in the affairs of men, now it's like saying this one is even beyond you just having a direct access to it. Now just imagine the president comes to your house at will and you go to his house at will. Right? This is the access we have in God's kingdom. So you can see why our lives cannot afford to be ordinary. We know these things in our head, but let it enter into our spirit. You have your walk with God on a daily basis can be filled with wonders. Because you have a direct life with the king. That's what I'm talking about, God's kingdom. God may use his angels and all of those things, but there are no intermediaries. He rules you directly. Every subject, every individual subject in the kingdom, he rules directly. Then it goes beyond that. He has direct access to you, have direct access to him. Then I want you to imagine that your president is living in your house. Maybe the president of this your country, Nigeria, that the president is living in this house. I don't know your house address. Just imagine where you are living, that the president is living in that house. And is governing the whole of Nigeria from that house. How will your life look like? No, in the natural, how will your life be like? That your house is also wrong. That's where you're. Now imagine one policeman harassing you outside. One policeman harassing you. Eh? Imagine one soldier harassing you outside. Is it possible? Is it possible? Now, but this is the reality you have in a kingdom. You not only have a direct access to the king, but the king lives inside of you. That's God's kingdom. The king lives inside. Then one small policeman or small demons will be harassing us. Say demons will be harassing us. Witchcraft. You cannot sleep again. You spend the whole night binding and casting. You know, you are fighting with police. You spend, maybe you go out today now. You are supposed to do something important. You fight, spend the whole day fighting a policeman outside. When the president is in your house, you don't even need to talk to him. You need to tell him that the president, you need to make him understand that the president is in my house. That's why this man of God, anytime he wants to cast that demon, A.A. Allen, they say you come and you stand and say, I am A.A. Allen. He said the demons will just run. Because he has had a measure of walk with the king. Praise the Lord. No, can you see? He said, I'm A.A. Allen. That's why Jesus will become, he has not yet spoken. The demons will start screaming. Paul was not there when they mentioned his name. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. He said, but you, who are you? Paul was not there. But they mentioned the demon. His name, Paul's name was a household name in the cadre of demons. So anywhere any of them is, anywhere one small demon is messing up somewhere anywhere, and Paul's walking, he'll be eager to run away. Not the one, you will bind the demon will bind you. You will bind again, you will bind you. You bind again. You bind you. And you'll be there for 3 hours. I didn't see where they casted out demons for 3 hours in the Bible. No, can you understand our casting out of the cast that demon for 3 hours? In a ring. He said, I give you authority. He said to trample. It's not rest to. You know? Yes, we rest to with God. We don't rest to with demons. He said, Jacob rest to with God and he prevailed. He said, I give you authority, I give you power to tread on serpents, you tread on them. He said, and then to overcome all the power of the evil one. He said, who is it that with a word he cast out demons? Even the prophets, just the word. Elijah, just a word is done. Where you labor and where you struggle is in God. Not with demons. A whole night, you know. A whole night after night praying and rebuking and wishes and wizard, witchcraft and fighting witchcraft every night. Every warfare. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. Praise the Lord. The gospel sets you over. It gives you authority over. Over. You just speak that word. You speak that word. You speak the word of authority and the word of power. You speak the word of faith. So can you say I've illustrated the kingdom? So most times we think that the kingdom of God is like the kingdom of men. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Because we have an understanding that the kingdom of God is like the kingdom of men. Abi, you need to get something there. You need to go and you need to track one man that will beg another man, that will beg one man, then I will now beg the man that's supposed to do that something for you. That's our thinking about God's kingdom. God's kingdom is a direct access to the king. You just walk straight. And every day, gift, please come. This is your life on a daily basis. Every day you walk with the king. Can you see how it will transform our worship? Anywhere you can burst forth into worship. Because on your life on a daily basis, today is Friday. As you wake up on Friday, it's not just Friday. Friday that you go to your shop, for those of us that sell fish. You go to your shop where you sell fish. Brother Tokwe is laughing. Today is Friday and I can sell fish today. No, as you wake up today, Friday, see the king is in your front and you are following him. I'm describing your life today being Friday. You are following, the king is there, you are following him. You are seeing him. I started talking about inability to see him. In everything you are seeing him. Praise the Lord. Yes. As today, it has not happened like this before. 10 people just came to your shop the same time to buy fish. The Bible says all things are of whom? You are not just thinking, oh, today is good, though, 10 people came. No, as you are seeing 10 people coming, beyond the 10 people, you are seeing the king. You are seeing the king that is leading them in procession and bringing them to your shop. Praise the Lord. Can you see it? You know? Can you see? As you see somebody show you a favor, beyond that person standing and showing you the favor, you are seeing the king that is leading the person forth to bring favor to you. And before you know, songs will be bubbling up inside of you. You'll just be welling up. You are in Oja, you are pressing tomato, but there is a song bubbling up in your spirit. You know, you are pricing tomato, you just want to buy tomato, and somebody stand beside you and is paying for that tomato. It's just 200 naira. And you have a million naira in your pocket. But that 200 naira that somebody paid for tomato to you, you are seeing the king leading him for to pay for you. Not be, you know, some of you guys have 1 million naira in your pocket and they pay for 200 naira, you don't see it. You see, these are the, see how our sight have been dangerously demented that we cannot see the king. The Bible says all things are of God. That's why I say if somebody gives you a cup of water, you will know, like, you will receive a prophecy word. Even a cup of water that he gives you to drink, it's an ability to see your king in everything. I say your life on a daily basis, as you wake up today, you are not just yourself, just moving up and down, moving out. No, as you wake up today, your life today is that you are following the king. He said he goes ahead of you and you are following him. This is your life today. And this is your life on a day-by-day basis, you are following the king. In all things around you, you are seeing the king. You are seeing him. Praise the Lord. You are seeing the king. So this is the summary and this is the summation of life. If you see life from this perspective, your life on a daily basis will be full of worship. You'll be full of divine understanding, comprehending the things around you. Anything that happens around you, you attach God to a gift, you can go and sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So have you seen it? God's kingdom. Abi, the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is a direct governance. That God himself governs you. That God himself, you are walking with God. That you are moving with God on a daily, everything surrounds you, and all of those things, that those of you that are planning for wedding, I'm sure you are believing for money and everything. Can you begin to see God move ahead of you? Can you begin to see God ahead? Can I begin to see two of you now following? Then the things you start, you now begin to see, him bringing forth, and then worship will now begin to spring forth. Then faith will start to grow. That's why God will do something from now to tomorrow. Faith does not grow. You know why? Because you can't see him. Some people say we have just avoided accident too. They enter a car and they came back. The next thing they said, that something told me to come out of that car. Say, I was in that car, you know, but I was feeling uncomfortable. Something just told me. Why? Because they cannot attribute it and attach it to God. They cannot see the hand of God. They cannot see the Holy Ghost pulling them out of that car. And they see themselves resisting to stay inside. Pulling them, resisting to stay inside. Then he now drags them out. And how does he drag them out? You know, yes, he compares you by thought. He overwhelms your thought and then you come out of the car. You not see the hand of God. You know, that's what I talk about. In his loving kindness, you see him, right? So we're not even able to see his loving kindness. Praise the Lord. In his loving kindness, you see him. You know, Mekana, your wife has been to the delivery room 2 times. So many times you just forget he have something that happened maybe 2 years ago. You know, and when you remember, you say hallelujah and praise the Lord. And already, you know what happens. I have a colleague on when we need you, they send me a text message. The wife was pregnant, some months pregnant. It's just a new staff we took. And then she complained of cough and everything, rushed out to the hospital, and she died with the baby in the stomach. All of us there that have ever had those of us that are married there, that your wife has ever delivered. If that thing had happened to you, what would your life have looked like? Now picture it. And we say that God is not good and God is not kind. You know, look at it. He said in his kindness towards us that believes. That's why I say Israel say God is good. You know, look at the worship of Israel. You know, it's divine. It's a pattern after the things that God does. He said, who's most famous king? He's killing famous king. Now they say his mercy. They are seeing a dimension of God's mercy. He said, who gave us food? Who gave us manna from heaven? His mercy. Who did this? You know, God do something before, you know, worship, a song will come out. He said, the rider and the horse, he has done what? He has casted into the sea. That meal and that song. Right? God will do everything to us, so no song will come out. No song. Even just to take a song of worship. Just a song of worship. A song of honor. Just to praise him. Do you know there are some of us that a whole day we have no reason to thank God? A whole day. But God has kept you minute to minute. If you don't survive this hour, you not get to the next hour. If you don't survive 2 o'clock, you not go to 3 o'clock. Eh? You don't see God sustaining your life on a daily basis. You think God just maybe, you know, every day God sustains your life. God takes your life to the next day. Every blessed day. These are things that men don't know, but we should know them. Because the Spirit of God is inside of us. I say every single day, God takes you, God holds you. God holds you like this and takes you to the next day. When you enter that day, it becomes a day. Then God takes you again and takes you to the next day. He takes you to the next day. And that's what God does on a daily basis. But so many times we don't even see, we have no reason to tell. One small thing happened, it will just shut down. That's it. We're almost getting one job, everything. Our name did not come out in that job. Maybe for 1 week you may not recover. For 1 week, God may not exist. It's not as if you don't read your Bible. It's not as if you don't pray. But the truth is that God is not existing. God is not alive. You don't need to say it now. Yeah, he said, this will draw near me with their mouth. But what? They are saying all of the things that we say. How I love calling your name every day. Your name is the same. They say all the things we say. But God looks at their heart. But in their heart, God is dead. Then after some time, again, he resurrects. Praise the Lord. You know, so these are the things we must go contrary to. Against. We must go against them. We must see him on a daily basis. Every blessed day, I drive an hour to the office and I drive back. You can take it as an everlasting right. Yes, it's a right. It's God. It's by covenant. But you should see God in the thing that he does. You must see him. You must see him. That's why I say, you should stand and talk about the loving kindness of God in our lives. So many of us don't know. No, because of our inability to see. Angel did not come. It's when one angel came. The day you remember, you know about God loving kindness, was the day that angel came from heaven. One angel came. If you see his wing, in fact, you use 30 minutes to describe his wings. Before he tell us what the angel said, you now know that God is good. Amen. Yes. There are things that are higher than an angel appearing to you. Praise the Lord. So, if an angel appears to you 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if God does not take you from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you will not see that angel. Praise the Lord. If it doesn't take you from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and the angel that came 4 o'clock, 4 p.m., I was in my room, I was praying on this, I was praying and fasting, and exactly 4 p.m., this angel descended. If God had not sustained you from 3 o'clock to 4 p.m., you will not see that angel. Praise the Lord. Amen. You'll be paling the angel in heaven. So, the message tonight is simple. The word tonight is simple. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 2. That in God's kindness, and that's what I say, in his goodness, right? God will show us the full power of his grace. In his goodness, the thing that he does for us. So, if our understanding is not going to be changing, we will not allow the Holy Ghost to begin to change us, to begin to help us, to begin to see God's goodness and the things he be goodness in our lives, all those things that he's been doing in our lives, then we'll not begin to see the full extent of his grace. Then our worship and all of those things will not begin to spring forth very strong in our heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I don't want to talk more than this. I want us to pray. I want you to start appreciating him. I want you to start talking to your Father. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, appreciate him. Can you bless him? God is good. When we say God is good, it's a weight. It's a whole weight. Can you pray? Can you ask God to help you to see him? To see him. To see him. To see him day by day. To see him in all that he does and all that he says. The Spirit of God is in us and is upon us. Thank you. Thank you. So many of us, maybe one lack in our life will shut down. Shut us down. No matter what you go through, the kingdom of God is not like the kingdom of man. The king leads you in person. The king leads you in person. As you lie down to sleep, he does not sleep. He keeps watch beside your bed. As you are sleeping, he sits beside you. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. In the midst of your abundance, can you see him? In the midst of lack, can you see him? Can you see him? In the midst of challenges, can you see him? In prosperity, can we see him? Because he's always there. He's always there. That's the message of the kingdom. That the king is here. The king is with us. The king is in us. The king is going before us. And we follow. We follow. Thank you. What an exciting life. Your guide is the Holy Ghost. He said, I will send you a comforter. Your guide is the Holy Ghost. The very spirit that garnished the heavens. The very spirit that decorated the earth with glory and beauty. He's the one that is guiding you. He's your helper. He's your counselor. How can we have all of this and our lives are empty? Oh, our lives are not empty, but we are feeling empty. How can we have all of this? The psalmist said, why are you downcast, oh my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I will yet trust him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Help us, our Father. Have your way in us. Have your way in us. Help us to see. Open our heart. Open our understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We hallow you. Hallow, hallow, hallow your name. Hallow. We call Mimi. Angagale libobo bayakata ingagalare malikata liburushre malakata. Lord, we see you. We see you in all things. We see you in the name of Jesus. Male eba malakata ekoko malakata akaribushre malakata ebebebelekete malakata amakata ekalirushre makata lekoko malakata. Ya baba likata lekata lekata ingeke malakata le baba nkata amalakata ya baba likata. All things are of God. All things comes from his hand. What have you seen in your life? It is coming directly from the hand of God. It may come through medium, it may come through means, but right from the hand of God into your hand. All things are of God. Kanta, amma kanta, emme kata, emma le kata, le bebe kete malakata, enkata, amma lakata, le koto malakata, emma kanta, makaka balakata, le koke bele kete, talakata, amma lakata. E melekete malakata le bebelekete akakari e bakata amalakata le beke amalakata le bebelekete e kerebushere babakata mangala le boloko malakata. In the name of Jesus we bless our Father. Balakata amakata le keke malakata e bekete malekada lekeke melekede engegere bushere makada lekada. I want to ask you now, you have the wisdom, you have the understanding, you have the strength to battle evil spirits, witches and wizards. But when you were 6 months old, where were your skills to battle witches and wizards? When you were 1 year old, you could not speak in tongues. How are you preserved from wicked spirits? The one that kept you when you were 1 year old is the one that is keeping you today. Beyond prayers, beyond worship, beyond praise, there is one that is exalted above all worship and praise. The God of heaven. We must see him. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We give you praise and glory. Beyond prayers. Beyond worship. Beyond giving. The Most High reign in the affairs of man. And he gives it to whomsoever he wills. Huh? We thank you, our Father. We bless you. Can you praise him? Can you worship him, Father? We thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you. Blessed be your holy name, our Father. We thank you. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name.